The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with another review from our wonderful people over at Penguin Random House. They sent us the beautiful Ninja, The Most Dangerous Game, which is a graphic novel by everybody's favorite streamer, Tyler Ninja Blevins, and Justin Jordan. And we also have some fantastic artwork by Felipe Manja. And I'm so sorry if I said your name wrong. I humbly apologize. Guys, this is a really cool book. If you want to check this out, it's a lot of fun. This is not a follow-up to, you know, Get Good, which is his debut book. This is a brand new, fully original graphic novel, and it's the first in the series, so we can all be excited about that. And Ninja receives a strange package at his doorstep containing a contraption that appears to be a game controller. With a mind of its own, the controller claps on and teleports Ninja right into a battle royale universe where he must find his way to stay alive, win the game, and ultimately save the world. Pretty exciting.
It's pretty exciting. So he gets his gamer friends and they all band together to save the world. And it's a really cool novel. It's very comic book-y in terms of the style it's portrayed, which is really cool. It's a nice little throwback. It's very long form, which is a nice read as well. The artwork inside is really well done.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. I love the cover.
The cover is really cool. They captured Ninja really well in the book. And yeah, it's a fun book for all ages to sit down, read, and you can just... It's not a hard read because, again, it's a comic book. So if this is your type of style of book that you like to read, then it's the perfect book for you. It's a perfect book for kids. It's a perfect book for adults. It hits right in, I guess, basically Ninja's demographic for teenagers to adults because he spans that whole demographic. It fits right there. Honestly, I'm going to tell you all a little secret. It's the perfect Christmas book.
It is. It's the great Christmas present
Or Hanukkah.
Or Hanukkah, yes. We can't forget Hanukkah.
A little stocking stuffer.
It's a little big for a stocking, but it would be great by the menorah.
It would be. Hey, you know the Elf on the Shelf thing for kids? Perfect little thing, little treat right here, the Ninja book. I mean, just saying.
I'm just saying, you know, great for a Christmas tree, great for a menorah. Anything that you'd like, great as a birthday present, really, or just great for you to buy for yourself. I mean, absolutely. Doesn't have to be a gift. You can gift it to yourself, y'all. You can do that. You can buy that. Just ask your parents' permission first before you do that. And just to kind of give you a little background on the other people that are involved in this project, Justin Jordan definitely has the credentials for this. He's worked with Marvel and DC. He's done 22 issues of Green Lantern, and he did the Call of Duty Zombies graphic novels. He's been nominated for Harvey Award as, you know, the most promising young talent. And he's also one of the writers of the Eisner-nominated In the Dark, a horror anthology. So, dude, Miss Jordan has the credentials to do something like this. And it definitely shows throughout the book. He helped Ninja with it. And then Felipe is a character designer and concept artist for comics and video games. He's worked with Team Ninja on a number of projects, including concept art and apparel design, which is why, you know, Ninja's stuff is always so fire. And some of his other clients include esports organization Team Liquid. He's on DeviantArt and he's part of Boom Studios. So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and for our audiences, which is gaming and plus also a little bit of wrestling, Boom Studio does a lot of WWE comic books, so this is right in the same alley. So it's the perfect crossover for that genre as well. But make sure you get the book. It's really cool.
Wait, could we get a Ninja WWE crossover?
I mean, that would be pretty epic.
That would be awesome.
I kind of want that. Someone out there, make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, if we could get, you know, Ninja, and if he could bring his friends along to do a WWE crossover, I'd be okay with that. But for now, we'll just have to do Ninja's crossover as he plays the most dangerous game in the first of the series. And I can't wait to see where it goes. Because like we keep saying, this is the first of many hopefully to come. So everybody, please check it out. Buy it. Enjoy it. It is available at fine booksellers everywhere.
Right now.
Right now, and I believe you can also get it from Ninja directly. Is that correct?
I believe so. Go follow him on Ninja on Twitter. It's at Ninja, of course. Check out his Mixer channel, mixer.com/ninja. Pick up the book. It's at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you name it. Go get it. It's a perfect holiday gift.
Ding! But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lynn's Ward. We're on Facebook at Wild Talk Radio Network, at Rack Radio Show. Check us out Thursday nights live, 10 p.m. Eastern, at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. So till next time, this has been the Rack Extra Reviews, the most dangerous game edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next time for our next review. Till then, bye!